County Clare dog warden says there's been three dog attacks in Kilrush in recent days. Frankie Coote is urging owners of restricted breeds in particular to act responsibly. And Frankie is with us now. Frankie, thank you for taking our call today.
No problem.
Tell us about these three recent attacks. What happened?
Well, one of them, there's a lovely walkway back in Kilrush there, Vandalo Gardens. And a man was walking his dog there. He had his dog on a lead. And around the corner, a young man came around with two bulldogs, basically one on the lead and one not on the lead. So the one that wasn't on the lead went for his dog and attacked it. And as it was biting his dog, obviously he picked up his dog to try and protect his dog. And he ended up getting bitten on both arms himself. So his dog ended up at the vets. And obviously he ended up then getting medical attention.
And
which isn't that easy to get now. That's something that, compared to, you know, years ago you get bitten by a dog and you go in and you'd get an antibiotic or, you know, whatever, and you'd have a doctor in a few minutes. That doesn't happen now, so it was just frustrating for everyone.
Another one involving a child and a pit bull.
Yeah, the man was, he was 16 years of age and he was walking his dog, which he was entitled to, and a pit bull jumped a wall. It was an accident. He shouldn't have been out. They didn't know he was out, but he got out. And he attacked his dog, which resulted in the young lad being pulled by his own dog on the road and tore his knees. And he had to get medical attention for that. So, you know, we had another incident then where another accident, but these things happen. A dog ran out the owner's door when they opened it and ran in a neighbour's door and attacked the neighbour's dog, who ended up in the hospital. So two of those cases I've resolved. Both dogs were removed. I'm still looking for one of the dogs.
Are you seeing a pattern here? Is it the type of dogs that are involved, or what are you seeing?
Well, it's always been that way. But what the pattern we are seeing now is that people basically want to get rid of that particular breed of dog now because of the new legislation that was brought in, you know, the restricted breeds where you can be fined up in €300 for not having a muzzle, not having a lead or not having it under control, you know. So people are actually, we're getting a lot of them in. But I have seen a few more this year now already than what we've had. We've had three dogs killed by bulldogs in the last, since Christmas. And we've had a couple of people attacked. So I think that it always happens, but it's up to us to try and sort it, you know.
Do you think that there is any changes that could be made to the law here, for example, changes in line with what's happened in Britain or in the North that might protect people better?
I wouldn't. No matter what laws you bring in, you're always going to have people breaking them. Because, you know, 90% of the people that have these dogs, they keep them under control and they're responsible and they show respect for the safety of others. But you get the odd person who doesn't, and it only takes one. None of us wants to see a person or a child being killed. But the difference of these particular breed of dogs, and I'm not picking on the ex-bullies and those type of breeds, is if a Jack Russell Terrier sheepdog bites you, attacks you for the word, then okay, you get bitten, you get away. You may not get away from one of these if they get you down, you know, they're very strong.
Owners of these dogs will say that it isn't down to the dogs themselves, it's the way they're trained or the way that they're handled, and that in the right hands that they can be perfectly safe dogs.
Yeah, well, you know, I wouldn't agree with that. I'll tell you why, because most of the really serious cases, and especially where children have been killed and people really badly damaged, the majority of those cases are in their own home by their own dog. So we don't have a role to play there as such. But that's where most of the really bad attacks, and of course they turn around and say, we never thought. That's why you have to be like, if I had one of those breed, I would have the muzzle on it, even in my own house. When I had visitors over in my own garden, I put the dog away. Now, I know there's people out there that have those dogs and they won't agree with me. But, you know, one fatality is too many, and people going for a walk with their dog and ended up in the doctors and their dog in the vets. And videos that I have taken myself since Christmas of dogs dead out on the road and this bulldog still pulling them around the place, it's not good. But the laws are there now and we will enforce them. That's what we'll be patrolling beaches, walkways, parks. And any dog who hasn't, I'll give one warning to the person, you know, advice really. If they don't get it there and then have the muzzle on and put the muzzle on, the next one is a 300 fine. It's a bit, bit harsh when you go to someone that has three of them and you're giving them €900 in fines.
Yes.
But they have the option. The option is to have a muzzle and put it on.
Frankie Coote, dog warden with Clare County Council. Thank you for speaking with us.